Afternoon. Good evening, everybody out there in internet radio land. This is the Reverend Blake Ruby. You know, I've been a reverend for a few years now, and I've never done anything other than having my radio show recognize me as a reverend. But my wife the other day, for the first time I did anything was to put some ashes on her forehead on Ash Wednesday. She said, "Well, you're a reverend." She didn't get it done at the church, so she asked me to do it. So I said, well, okay, what am I going to say? And so she gave me a little bit of an idea, and I said, well, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, I now, hold on, here comes the dog. There, he's going inside. Okay, he was outside. I was telling Thomas the dog was outside, and he went inside, and I closed the door behind him, so now I'm not distracted by his barking out here. So, anyway, I've never done a wedding or a funeral. I'm a reverend with the Universal Life Church, which is, well, I didn't have to get a theology degree. You know, I kind of paid for it. But in my opinion, I don't mind if other people have degree. I mean, if say are reverends without a degree, you know, it's all personal, I think. But if you want to be official, like the military, I was told that they wouldn't ask me to give a sermon at church because I go to the chapel on Lackland Air Force Base, and they said, no, we don't recognize the Universal Life Church. Okay, be that way. I don't care. I've got my radio show, and that's good enough for me. I talk about spirituality anyway. I'm not a religious person per se, because religion, if you examine it logically, is a money-making business. So just how concerned are they in telling you the truth? I'm a truth seeker, you know. I'm getting old, and I want more details about things. And all these different religions in the world, you know, whether you're Christian or Muslim or Christian or Buddhist, how are you going to tell that person, the other person, who's from a different religion, that you're the one that's got the right religion and you know the truth and they don't? That's why people have gone to war. You know, other human beings are just as tough and strong and stubborn and can get just as angry as you can. Okay, so it's better to follow the path of spirituality, because you're a spirit in the material world. I wanted to say something, changing the subject. Over in the distance, the sun is setting. Or it looks like that, you know, actually the world's rotating on its axis, right? But am I the only one that is noticing that the sun is setting later now? It's an amazing thing, because last Saturday and the Saturday before that, at this time, the sun was almost gone. But now it's like just a few inches. If you take your hand, put it up there and measure it. And I think here in Southwest Texas, that we've probably seen the most of the cold weather for this year gone. Do you know what I mean? I mean, I believe that there will be not, I don't know for sure. I think it's going to get cold on Monday, but after that, we'll be kind of going downhill, so to speak, on the way to the warmer weather. And I thought I saw some green on some of the brown trees out here. So I haven't gone closely to examine some of the branches to see if they're budding. But anyway, it's coming. I know in some parts of the world, around about this time, mostly in March, they have the cherry blossoms. You know, they start to sprout. I know in Alexandria, Virginia, where I came from before I moved here, there. And in Japan, we're going to Japan in April. I've already got our tickets, and we're going to visit my wife's other daughter there and grandson, our grandson, Jacob, daughter, Kathy. Anyway, we were there in August, and we were there for a couple of weeks, going for 2 weeks this time. It's pretty interesting over there. It's a different culture, for sure. They drive on the other side of the road, and it's quiet. Don't hear hardly any dogs barking anywhere. And people stay to themselves. You know, they don't, they're not like Americans. They're very respectful, they respect their elders, but they don't, they're not the gossipy kind. It's hard to describe, but they're very, I mean, they're friendly, and if they're in groups, they'll be joking around and laughing, but they don't have, I guess maybe they're not mean in some ways, like some people can be here in the United States, which I like. I mean, that diversity, I appreciate that. Not everyone being the same, like a clone, but they're in Japan. They have very few active shooters, right? It's rare that they do because there's very little crime because the police are very respected there. And there are no nonsense, You don't want to fool around with the police in Japan. They'll jack you up in a heartbeat. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, changing the subject again, I was talking with Thomas at the beginning. I was saying that I'm an accomplished singer. I practice all the time out here in my man cave, my back patio. I mean, I learned, you might have heard me say this before. When I joined the Army in 1982, I'm going to take a drink. At basic training in AIT, advanced individual training, I was always very good with cadence, whether marching or singing or running, cadence. And I sounded good, and sometimes they put me out there next to the formation so I could call cadence to the later on after basic and AIT when I went to my unit, I used to lead the company in PT. Now that's quite an experience, you get like maybe 80 to 100 men running down the road and they say, come on out here, Sergeant Ruby, sing some cadence. And, it's like, here we go, all the way, going to make it, going to take it, easy run to the sun. We're having fun up a hill, down a hill, through a hill. Hey, you, can you be like me? Infantry, airborne, ranger, whoa, 1, 2, 3. Four, left, right, left. And I got really good at it so that, you can just keep going and just changing it. If you ever lose your track of thought, then you could go back to the basics, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, or you could start singing a little song. 1, 2, 3, 4, run, run, run some more, or right or left, right or left. It won't be long till I get back home. I used to drive a Chevrolet. Now I'm marching every day. Anyway, so that's where I learned to sing. And then in 1994, I did karaoke for the first time. And I sang, just looking at the monitor, it's easy, easy peasy, lemon squeezy, Hotel California, Song Song Blue. And other songs, and then went back and I kept on doing it. And when I moved here to San Antonio, so like throughout the years afterwards, I would do it sporadically, on cruise ships. And then when I moved to San Antonio in 2010, I started getting serious with singing. And in 2013, I'd started doing karaoke again and learning songs. But when I started doing singing for the Wounded Warriors on Fort Sam Houston in 2013, I used to go once a month around lunchtime for an hour and a half and sing. And I learned all these songs to sing for them about God, nature, love, issues that they might have been going through. And so I built up my repertoire and I learned well over 100 songs memorized, without looking at any monitor. I would set up my equipment. At first, I got just a regular karaoke machine, and I replaced that with a couple of Fender speakers, a mixer amplifier, wireless microphone. And for 6 years, I sang "Twin the Wounded Warriors," and I built up that repertoire of songs. And now, including the songs I've learned at church, I must know maybe some it might take me a while to get my memory back on all of the lyrics, you know, but I know hundreds of songs, and I've performed on a cruise ship, on talent shows, in front of, you know, a few hundred people. One time I did Frank Sinatra's My Way on a cruise ship, the Magic, Carnival Magic, in 2012. So that was in before the Wounded Warriors. I just realized that. And they used to have something called the Carnival Legends, and you would audition like midweek, and then if they picked you, then you would go up on the stage last night and sing your song. You know, they had different artists to choose from, like Aretha Franklin, Respect, and Ricky Martin, La Vida Loca, James Brown, I Feel Good, Garth Brooks, Friends in Low Places, and some of the other ones. Anyway, and then Frank Sinatra, My Way. So I auditioned for Frank Sinatra's My Way, Tina Turner, What's Love Got to Do With It, Shania Twain, I Feel Like a Woman. Anyway, so I did that. I was the last one on the stage in front of like hundreds of people. And I sang My Way with an orchestra, the spotlight shining down on me, sitting on a little stool in the middle of the stage. And I was terrified, but I did okay. I didn't lose track. My mind didn't go blank, but I was maybe a little bit nervous, and it showed in my voice. You know, my voice was a little shaky, but that was right at the beginning when I first started out. And then in 2014, I sang the national anthem at the AT&T Center in San Antonio with a woman in what they called the women's WNBA game, the Silver Stars, who later on went to Las Vegas and became the Aces. So there was about 6,000 people there, and that was pretty terrifying because they allowed us to sing the national anthem. Now you almost have to pay to be able to do that, but back then they and we're now they also want you to sell tickets, you know, at least 100 tickets before they allow you to do the national anthem. And so my friend Robin, we were called Sir Blake and Lady Robin. We had some practice. They said, "Okay, here's a microphone, and now just sing here without the microphones on, but use it, you know, hold it in your hand so you can get used to it." So we practiced it, and that was good. We did, because then we went out onto the court, right in the middle, and there was television. There were television cameras all around facing us, looking at us, and they put out an American flag right in mid-court, you know, center court. And then they said, gave us the cue, and we started singing it a cappella. And it's on YouTube. There's a YouTube video. I've got about 329 views, I think, the last time I checked. But that was another step in my singing career. I'm going to take a drink. And on cruise ships afterwards, I would always get a cruise coming up next month in March the 21st. And God willing, you know, we get there. And I'll always go. And there's a lot of interest in karaoke, more than there used to be. Now, you put a song in, unless you're right at the very beginning, you know, you get in line. It can take even an hour if you're at the end of the line, or if you want to sing a second song, and it could take like at least an hour. There's so much interest. Even little children, you know, go up there and they want to sing their songs, and they all look at the monitors, you know, the words. I've memorized the lyrics, and I've also become a soloist at church, so I've sang many, many solos at church. I do like karaoke at the on the cruise ships, though. But it's been a journey, and I was telling Thomas that I've come to the conclusion, and I've said this before, but it's been a while, that the best way to sing is with a microphone that is called a handless wire, excuse me, just burped, a handless wireless microphone that's attached to your ear. Because a handheld microphone or even a microphone on the stand, it just is a dead end if you're going to do it a lot. Now, you know, someone who's maybe a television narrator or a reporter, they go out there and they hold the microphone in their hand. That's okay. But when you do it a lot and you're singing, it is not conducive. That's the best way I can describe it, to the biomechanics of human functioning. And the reason is, if you're holding a handheld mic in either hand or switching it back and forth, even with both hands, it doesn't allow for full expansion of the lungs. Now, you can agree or disagree. I don't want to take anyone's fun away, you know, because people have a lot of fun with karaoke. But if you're serious about singing and you want to make a career out of it, I just forewarn you, because I'm 70, almost 72 years old, and I've been singing now for years. And I practice a lot. I mean, I would sing at least 10 songs a day, sometimes more, sometimes less, but almost every day I sing. And I've been doing this for quite a while. I sing with the church, the choir at church. I practice with them, sing on Sundays. So a handheld microphone ultimately will make your health, affect your health. A microphone on a stand, as long as you don't get too close to it, put your mouth on it, you know, stand back from it, in other words, and don't lean. If you start leaning into the microphone, then it'll affect one's back. This is what I've learned. Like I said, I don't want to judge anyone, but I'm just saying, you might find this interesting, maybe not. Now, what I've come to the conclusion that singing, the best way to sing is to music, not too loud, without a microphone, and always with the arms down by the side. And the reason for that is because it requires deep diaphragm breathing. When you have your arms down by your side, you use your diaphragm, and that is the proper way to sing, no matter what anyone else says, no matter what you see, no matter what anyone tells you. You have to use your diaphragm when breathing, or you're going to get, eventually, if you do a lot of it, you'll start getting lightheaded. And putting the other hand up and gesturing wildly, it won't last forever. It'll start affecting one's health. That's what I've learned. Take it or leave it, believe it or not. So now, you know, I've got my songs that I know, over 100, mostly rock and roll songs, you know. Well, let me just read some off to you here, because I've written them down. I know a couple of songs by Blue Oyster Cult. I Love the Night, Godzilla, Old Man, Neil Young, Hey Jude by the Beatles, Wichita Lineman, Glenn Campbell, Fire and Rain by James Taylor, Sunshine on My Shoulders, John Denver, I've Got a Name, Jim Croce, Country Rose, John Denver, Love Will Find a Way, Pablo Cruz, Wheel in the Sky, Journey, Heaven and Hell, Black Sabbath, Hypnotized, Fleetwood Mac, Spirits of the Material World, The Police, Walking on the Moon, The Police, Limelight, Rush, Dreams I'll Never See, Molly Hatchet, Sausalito, Summer Night, Diesel, Ordinary World, Duran Duran, Main Street, Bob Seger, Nothing Else Matters, Metallica, Alone Again, Dawkins, I Love to Change the World, 10 Years After, Time in a Bottle, Jim Croce, Love is Alive, Gary White, Send Me an Angel, The Scorpions, Take It Easy, The Eagles, Lion Eyes, The Eagles, Country Roads, well, I used that twice, John Denver, They Call Me the Breeze, Leonard Skinner, Simple Man, Leonard Skinner, Running Down a Dream, Tom Petty, Stairway to Heaven, Led Zeppelin, Bittersweet Symphony, The Verve, Wicked Game, Chris Isaak, Listen to the Music, The Doobie Brothers, Take It to the Limit, The Eagles, Mrs. Brown, You Have a Lovely Daughter, Herman and the Hermits, Spirit in the Sky, Norman Greenbaum, If You Could Read My Mind, Gordon Lightfoot, Please Please Me, The Beatles, Forever Young, Rod Stewart, Everybody Wants to Rule the World, Tears for Fears, Peaceful Easy Feeling, The Eagles, Broken Wings, Mr. Mister, Let It Be, The Beatles, Yesterday, The Beatles, Fly Me to the Moon, Frank Sinatra, Nature Boy. What's his name? Nat King Cole, Strangers in the Night, Frank Sinatra, All Along the Watchtower, Jimi Hendrix, Sounds of Silence, Simon and Garfunkel, Ferry Across the Mersey. What's his name? Pacemakers, Jerry and the Pacemakers, Don't Let the Sun Catch You Crying, Jerry and the Pacemakers, Unforgettable. Nat King Cole, It's Impossible, Perry Como, Catch a Falling Star, Perry Como, Norwegian Wood, The Beatles, I Should Have Known Better, The Beatles, Are Comfortably Numb, Pink Floyd, My Way, Frank Sinatra, How Can I Be Sure, The Young Rascals, Freebird, Lynyrd Skynyrd, That's Amore, Dean Martin, Love Is a Many Splendored Thing, Dean Martin, Moon River, what's his name, Andy Williams, Back Home Again, John Denver, Annie Song, John Denver, Don't Forget About Me, Simple Minds, And I Love Her, The Beatles, If I Failed, The Beatles, Inner God, The Vita, Iron Butterfly, Rocky Mountain High, John Denver, Happy, Pharrell Williams, Rockin' Me Baby, Fly Like an Eagle, Steve Miller, Second Chance, 38 Special, Eyes Without a Face, Billy Idol, Happy Together, The Turtles, Never My Love, The Association, Windy, The Association, The Rain, The Park, and Other Things, Cows Hills, California Dreamin', Mambas and the Papas, Horse with No Name, America, Ventura Highway, America, I Feel Fine, The Beatles, You Want to Know a Secret, The Beatles, China Grove, The Doobie Brothers, I Ran, Flock of Seagulls, Walking, Looking for the Weekend, Lover Boy, Home Sweet Home, Motley Crue, La Bamba, Richie Valens, Don't Stop Believing, Journey, Lights, Journey, Staying Alive, The Bee Gees, Ramble On, Led Zeppelin, Ramblin' Man, The Allman Brothers, also, what's that one I just learned? Midnight Rambler, Midnight Rider, excuse me. Divide You, Blowish to Cult, Revelation Song, Phillips, Dean, and Craig. From the Beginning, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, Lucky Man, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, Close to the Home, Grand Punk Railroad, If, by Bread, Mr. Fantasy, Traffic, Sweet Home, Alabama, Leonard Skinner, Eyes of a Stranger, Queensryche, Shout, Tears for Fears, I'm on Fire, Bruce Springsteen, House of the Rising Sun, The Animals, Ready for Love, Bad Company, God Bless the USA, Lee Greenwood, Ave Maria, Celine Dion Version, Hush, Deep Purple, Jump, Van Halen, Light My Fire, The Doors, also Break On Through to the Other Side, and what's the other one? I'll come to it. Light My Fire, Riders on the Storm, that's it. Bridge of Sighs by Robin Trout, Pride by U2, Changes by Black Sabbath, Nozzy, Electric Eye, Judas Priest, War Pigs, Judas Priest, Easy to Be Hard by Three Dog Night, Fire in the Mountain, Marshall Tucker Band, Six, Lady, Babe, and Come Sail Away. And It's a Beautiful Morning by the Young Rascals. Bad Company, Bad Company, the theme song. And The Letter by the Box Top. Box Shop's Unchained Melody by the Righteous Brothers. You Lost That Loving Feeling. Also, Elvis Presley, Love Me Tender. And Wise Men Say Only Fools Rush and I Can't Stop Loving You. How's that go? Wise Men Say Only Fools Rush and Or I can't help falling in love. That's it. I can't help falling in love with you. So that's just some of them. I know a few more, but I've got them written down here on the board. So all I got to do is glance and I practice them over and over again. I know all the words. Maybe I might miss one or two now and then, all with all those songs, but I practice them all the time. And then there's the songs at church that I've learned over the years. Hundreds of them, and And I don't know all the lyrics for those because I just don't practice them as much. I know all the Christmas carols. I practice those a lot around Christmas time. I know, of course, National Anthem, God Bless America, America the Beautiful. And so I'm a pretty accomplished singer, you know, and my goal is to sound like an angel. No, I'm just kidding. But you've heard how well angels sing, right? Well, I guess that maybe I can I say that? Can anybody say that? I mean, there are some beautiful singers out there, Celine Dion, Sarah Brightman, men, Frank Sinatra, he sounds like an angel to me, you know, such a great man. Some of those old crooners, you know, Dean Martin, Andy Williams, Harry Como, Sammy Davis Jr. They had some great songs back then. Anyway, the sun's gone down now. I'm going to take another drink. And I'm always learning new songs too. And I was thinking of, there's some songs I want to learn, like Sweet Emotion by Aerosmith. And what's that other one? R.E. Sundown by The Outlaws. Purple Haze by Jimi Hendrix. I really love the rock and roll, the old rock and roll songs, you know. But I've also learned some new songs. Coldplay, I know Clocks. I know Paradise. Paradise. When she was just a girl, she expected the world, but it flew away from her reach. So she ran away in her sleep and gained a paradise, paradise, paradise. Every time she closed her eyes. Oh, when she was just a girl, she expected the world, but it flew away from her reach, and the bullets catch in her teeth. Life goes on, it gets so heavy, the wheel breaks a butterfly. Every tear a waterfall, in the night, the stormy night, she closed her eyes. In the night, the stormy night, away she'd fly and dream the paradise, paradise. Every time she closed her eyes, and then you've got the different parts to la 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 la, and the oh, but the la 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 again. Well, lying underneath the stormy skies, she said, oh, I know the sun will set to rise. This could be paradise. Another song I like to learn is God Full of Stars. That's beautiful. And Yellow, too. The Clocks, I've known Clocks for many years. And by the way, the sun is heaven. If you're, it's a matter of intelligence, my friend, a matter of intelligence for you to understand that the sun is heaven. Not only does that light provide heat, or the sun provide heat and light, but also it rotates the planets around itself. But it's the spirit world, and you have to understand, in order to understand that the sun is heaven, you have to understand that you have a spirit in your body. And that spirit is made of light energy. Everything really, if you break it down into the finest particles, we're all beings of light. Everything is made of light. Isn't that something? Even physical matter is made of light, my friend. And that world over there, 93 million miles away, that we can't look at sometimes because it's too bright. Take it from the Reverend Blake Ruby. I tell you the truth, the absolute truth. That is where our souls and our spirits were born. Our mother and father, beautiful beings of light, so bright and shiny, you wouldn't comprehend just how bright they are because they're growing. their light is growing, and that's what we need to do. We need to grow our light too. And the creator of the universe is the one that initiated all of what we have. It's a tremendous situation we're part of. And the creator is the greatest light of all. We have a little piece of the creator's life in our soul, light in our soul, in our inside our soul to light our soul. The soul is the brain of the spirit, you know, like we have a physical brain in our physical bodies. The soul is the light, is the brain of the spirit, and it has that light, and it shines. And the creator has spoken from the beginning of the universe with the Big Bang, go forth and grow your light, my friends. Expand your light. Help build and grow and expand the universe by growing your own light and adding to the light of the universe. That was the creator's plan. And all the darkness you see, I mean, it's a pretty amazing situation that we're a part of here on planet Earth that rotates on an axis to give us half a day of light and half a day of darkness. Now, what about that power, my friends? What about that plan so that we can learn from the darkness, so we can grow our light? Does that make sense? It should. Back to the sun, 93 million miles away. And when you pop out of your physical body as a pure spirit, and you don't have your physical senses anymore, no more eyes, ears, right? You know what you're going to see? You're going to see a tunnel. Now, there are other ways to get to heaven, even by the chariot of Archangel Gabriel, or maybe a deceased relative, or just an ordinary angel taking you there. But that world on fire in the distance is a very special fire. When you pop out of your body as a pure spirit, you're going to gravitate towards that world because that's where you came from before you were born, before the angel pushed you into your mother's womb, which you probably can't remember, right? In those 9 months, I can't remember them either, right? And that world on fire is a beautiful, beautiful world. The spirit can live in fire, my friends. I tell you the truth. We're made of millions of electrons. You've heard the stories about hell, right? People burning in the lava beds, the fire of the lava beds down there. Well, they're in fire. So like, is it hard to understand that you couldn't live on that fire over there in the distance? It's the same kind of fire. I mean, it's different, but it's still fire, you know. Does that make sense? Beings in hell going through hellfire, the gnashing, the wailing of teeth, the murderers, the rapists, the abusers, the non-believers, whoever, you know. Someone like Hitler, maybe. And could you ever forgive someone like Hitler? I leave judgment to the Creator or the Mother and Father God. The Creator started it all, right? Our Mother and Father God are co-creator gods. They reach that level of perfection. That's what we are. We are co-creator gods in the making, going through the process of reincarnation on our soul's journey. We'll live another life on another planet, no doubt, unless you've reached that level of perfection where you can become a co-creator god and find a patch of infinite space to create your own worlds by utilizing the powers of the cosmos, the universe, knowing what words to speak along with your soulmate, a merging of spirits and the synchronization of thought and speaking those words. And you can put those cosmic forces into motion and create whatever you want, including spirit children. We were born as a spirit and a soul at one time. We have a mother and father, spirit parents. On that world of light over there in the distance, the matrix of our solar system, my friend, we belong in a solar system. And there are other solar systems out there next to us. And they go way, 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 way down the line to the center of the Milky Way galaxy. And that's just one galaxy of how many? Oh, my friends, there's so many wonderful things going on that we know very little about. And those other sentient beings that are out there, extraterrestrials, aliens, however you want to call them. And they've been painted in a negative way, and that's rather unfortunate because they're there waiting for us to make contact with them. But why aren't they doing that? Anybody want to know why? Because we're a very violent species. We even still have wars going on today. We've had lots of wars in the past. And don't you know, if they did land, it would be just like in the movie, The Day the Earth Stood Still. Their spaceship would land, and right away there would be M1 tanks and Bradley fighting vehicles, artillery pieces, and soldiers with their weapons drawn, and police with their weapons drawn. And all it took, just all it would take, just like in the movie, was an itchy trigger finger, somebody getting startled. And they're made of flesh and blood, kind of, too, you know? So why would they want to do that? Why would they want to prove to us that they're real? Well, we should be able to figure it out in our minds and bridge that gap between belief and knowledge and know that they are real and they are out there. If we can't logically deduce that they exist out there, then you're just not ready to understand it. You're not interested in learning more about the subject. And some people aren't. That's okay. That's where they are in their soul's evolution. But my friends, there's a lot at stake for our souls. Because when that time comes when we do pop out of our bodies, all that learning that we have achieved, all that growth and development that we have accomplished will propel us to different levels of evolution, or better put, different levels of achievement. Did I say that word already? So, in other words, it's almost like Earth is a school and the object is to graduate with honors. Now, we don't know when the time will come. We all have expiration dates, but we don't know what that expiration date is. It could be tomorrow, could be 10 years from now, 20 years from now. And that is the mystery of this wonderful planet we're living on, is that we were born into this world, passing through the river of oblivion, so that we would be made to forget where we came from, that we existed prior to being born, and that we had access to universal knowledge, where all we had to do was think about something and the answer would come, and any questions we had were answered right away. And also remembering that we used to live with angels everywhere. And when we return to the spirit world, you're going to be remembering. There will be a remembering. And all those people that lived on Earth, just like we're living right now. People that walked on this planet, who lived their daily lives and experienced what we're experiencing now, trying to find three meals a day and survive and raise children and work a job, all the way back thousands of years ago, they've been doing that in different ways because the technology has improved, but my point is, they were human, just like we are. And they walked on this earth, and they're there waiting. People from all cultures throughout the centuries waiting for us there. There'll be a great reunion when we get there. There'll be deceased relatives, relatives that you know, and some that you don't even know about, who existed hundreds of years way back, all the way, traced it back to the beginning. Isn't that amazing? I've traced my family tree to 1610 in the London area. But I know before that it keeps on going. That's as far back as I was able to go. And it's the same with all of us. And they're there. They're waiting. And they look just like us. Your spirit is just like the physical body. It has similar characteristics. spatial body, the properties of the spirit are a lot different than the physical body. The spirit is very mobile. It can move by either thinking itself to, from one location to another. It can fly above the ground. Or it could walk maybe in a conventional mode to get to places. There are different options available. Of course, the spirit has eyes to see, but in a different way, it has more encompassing vision, almost like a 360-degree grasp, if you will, at looking at things, or a way of looking at things. And the other senses are enhanced too, smelling, hearing. That world on fire over there in the distance, 93 million miles away, as a spirit, you can live in that fire. And when you go down into that world, you'll see, like here on Earth, mountains and valleys and rivers and lakes and even oceans and trees, the trees of life, fruit on the trees of life, all the people that lived here on Earth at one time, they're going to be there to welcome you, that know you, that knew you. And there'll be fruit on the trees of life. You can drink from the river, any river there. There's no pollution, of course, in heaven. There's no shadows. There are roadways paved with transparent gold. There are chariots everywhere, angels driving these chariots, which are like anti-gravity, electromagnetic propulsion vehicles. And then there's the city, you know, where the throne room of the mother and father God are, and there are the pearly gates and angels that guard the pearly gates. And of course, there's precious stones in the buildings everywhere, and houses and mansions that you've heard about that Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. Marble floors inlaid with roses and veins of gold, and everything you like here on earth is going to be made for you there. If you're good, you got to be good, just like Santa Claus, right? I'm being funny, but you've heard that expression before. If you haven't been good, you're not going to get a gift. So you have to be good. And by that, I mean, be kind, be loving. At least, and I've heard all the rhetoric that goes on between the two political parties. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. At least recognize one good thing in your fellow human being. Don't treat them like they're your enemy. Just one good thing. And even if that one good thing is this and only this, they are alive, my friends. And that is worthy of recognition. It's worthy of respect. It's worthy of dignity. Right? And then if you want to add on to that, well, they've got a beautiful family. And a beautiful smile, and they've done well. They've made themselves successful. They're very funny. They've got a great sense of humor. You can think of all kinds of things to say, but unfortunately, people tend to think about the negative and the bad things. And that's what's going on with politics. Mr. Trump, he's our president, you know, elected by the majority of people. So let's accept that. And also let's accept it, the fact that the man almost died. He came like a couple of centimeters away from having a bullet enter his skull, you know. And I pray for him all the time, and I hope you do too, that he doesn't get hurt anymore. You know what I'm saying? It could happen to anybody. My point is, the man is alive. We're alive. Let's recognize that and count that as a good thing. It's good to know that your fellow human being, your neighbor, is alive. Enjoy the ride, my friends. We're here. It's a miracle, really. This beautiful world that we're a part of, there's a power that's running everything. And it's operating like clockwork with no glitches, that power that rotates this world on its axis, that revolves it around the sun, our sun. There are no mistakes. It's perfect. Now, maybe once in a while, a sun will go nova or supernova. And in the physical universe, things that are physical eventually will die out, and expire, so to speak. I'm going to take a drink. For those that haven't heard me say this before, the creator of the universe, who is the spirit, a huge, all-encompassing, configuring, shape-shifting energy field moving around the universe in all locations at the same time, kind of like the aurora borealis, but all the colors of the rainbow. An electrical being inside that energy field that can communicate to you telepathically with all these different faces, all the different beings that he, she, because it's male and female, the best way I can describe him, her, created all these sentient beings that are out there by utilizing, well, there are four forces. Let me put it this way. There are four forces that the Creator used to create the physical universe upon the initiation of the Big Bang, when one solar system was formed and then another, and the universe began expanding one solar system at a time, one galaxy at a time. The first force was the force that created all the suns, planets, and moons. The second force was the force that created all the plant and animal life. The third force was the force that created all the sentient beings. And I'll tell you the truth, my friends, there are a lot, thousands and thousands and thousands of different variations of human beings, different heights, different shapes, sizes. There are beings out there with different colored skin, blue, green, different eyes, all kinds of different eyes. And that's one way the Creator stays in touch with us, by looking through our eyes, I believe. Like we're able to look through our mother's eyes when we were in her womb. Yes, it's true. And the Creator also created the fourth force of the universe, which is that infinitesimal spark of the Creator's light, like I was mentioning, that lights up the soul like a lamp, like a fire in a kerosene lamp. And you know how you can turn it up and it gets brighter and more intense? That is our goal. That's our objective in this lifetime, my friends. And that is to increase our light. By talking on my radio show, I feel like I'm increasing my light. And I hope if you're listening to me that you will increase your light. But don't forget one thing that's very important, my friends. We are all in this together. We are all souls. Although I might be an older soul than you, that doesn't make me any better. Or someone else might be older than I am, that doesn't make them any better than me. We are all equal in as much as that we are souls. And we are brothers and sisters in spirit. Life is too short to be mean or cruel or unkind to each other. Don't be unkind, please. What if someone you were unkind to died tomorrow? Would you feel regret and remorse? I know you would, because you have a spirit in your body that cares. At your core, you are a spirit. And whether you deny it or won't accept it, in the middle of the night when you wake up and you're by yourself, your spirit's going to speak to you and it's going to try to guide you in the ways of righteousness. And the reason we're here to develop spiritually, we need each other. I need your help. You need my help. It's a sharing of ideas always. Don't let anybody tell you this is the way it is. I hope you wouldn't take that from me. We are in this together. It's a sharing of ideas. You have your experiences that I could learn from. You can learn from mine. I've read books. I've learned from other people. I'm sharing that information to you. Vice versa, I've written a book called The Gray Brain and the Golden Soul. It's in the Amazon Kindle bookstore, The Gray Brain, Grey Brain, The Golden Soul. It's there for free as an e-reader. I haven't earned a penny. So there, that should tell you something. That's some good information. 80 pages, 30 chapters of rock solid spirituality, my friend. On a final note here, I've only got a little bit of time left. Remember, I heard this from a man who had a near-death experience. His car was going 100 miles an hour, and it flipped end over end several times and landed on the side of the road. Yeah, that happens sometimes, you know. Come on, be real. It caught on fire. He had a gaping head wound. He was thrown from the car. He had a near-death experience. He said he met God, a beautiful being of light. And that might have been the Father God. It probably was. It came up to him like a, over in the distance, like a billiard ball, and then a beach ball, basketball, beach ball. No, let me start again. A billiard ball, a basketball and beach ball inside, coming towards him, golden in light, a golden orb, in other words. And when it got right in front of him, it materialized into a beautiful being of light, approximately 2 times the size of an average adult. And it said, got it, 1 minute left. It said to him, man will pray, among other things, man will pray on man until man learns to pray for man. Do you get that? Prey versus Pray. Take that. That came directly from God, the Father God. And if you could embrace that, man will pray on man. In other words, if we pray, we can get out of the cycle of killing and gravitate more towards a peaceful world. My prayer is this: Creator, please bless us all and help us in any way we need it. We love you. Thank you for your love. You are awesome and great and wonderful. We praise you forever. Goodbye, everybody. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.